Let's move on to Coca-Cola next. A diabetic MP is asking Coca-Cola not to bring its famous Christmas truck to Leicester, accusing the company of marketing a real health hazard. Keith Vaz insists he does not want to be a killjoy, but said the truck would send the wrong message in a city where type 2 diabetes is rising and a third of children have tooth decay. He predicts people will protest if the truck does come to the city. People protesting about a Coca-Cola trip coming. Emma Wolfe, Tina Calder, morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Emma, is this not over the top? Coca-Cola truck coming and an MP wanting to get banned and describing it as a health hazard.
Stephen, I'll tell you what's over the top. What's over the top is 9 teaspoons of sugar in a single can of fizzy soda. I won't say the brand, but because it's many other fizzy drinks as well. I very rarely agree with Keith Vaz, but this is something where he's absolutely right. Having Santa Claus dressed up in red and white, conveniently colours of Coca-Cola, and marketing to children it's just got to stop. Do you want all the statistics about childhood obesity and sugar?
Tina?
Stephen, once again, you've brought me on, and I'm absolutely shocked. I mean, at the end of the day, it was Coca-Cola that turned Santa red and white. If we're going to get rid of that imagery, then we need to get rid of the image of Santa. Apart from that, I don't believe for one second that a Coca-Cola truck is going to advocate or actually do any of the opposite if it's not there in terms of the sugary drinks. At the end of the day, parents make the decision. I am fully aware that there are health concerns regarding the likes of these types of sugary drinks. However, like anything else in life, if it's taken in moderation, it's actually not that bad. And what are we going to do? Are we going to stop the coffee shops selling coffee? Are we going to stop the alcohol companies advertising on the sides of bars in Leicester, Belfast, whatever city that this is going to happen in? The fact of the matter is, cancelling one Coca-Cola truck that brings a few kids a bit of a laugh because they see a big giant truck with lots of lights on it and Santa, I don't believe for one second it's going to make the diabetes problem in Leicester any worse.
Well, that's like saying that we should never do anything. According to the Lancet, for every can of fizzy drink that a child consumes, they increase their risk of obesity by 60%. And we know that childhood obesity causes adult obesity. 3/4 of children who are obese as children go on to become obese as adults. And what does obesity cause? Heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes.
Plus, this isn't an argument about health.
All the other psychological...
Removing one truck from the city is not going to make the city healthy.
It's about a culture, Tina. It's about a culture where we allow, whether it's children making the choice or parents, where we allow these huge companies to market this kind of amount of sugar in a single drink to children, and it's targeted at children.
And is he going to complain about, for example, Guinness's Arthur's Day or any of
the... It's not targeted at children.
So what is the difference between an alcoholic seeing advertising for alcohol and a child seeing advertising for sugar?
Everyone needs to advertise cigarettes
to children.
We know there's a difference between targeting advertising at children and...
The difference between adults and children is that there are adults looking after the children.
Well, I mean, I don't agree that if you give a child a fizzy drink or even a fruit smoothie... Did you know Nick Clegg said that a fruit smoothie contains up to 35 teaspoons of sugar? 35 teaspoons of sugar in a fruit smoothie.
Emma, I'm not advocating that people should fill their children full of sugary drinks and things that are unhealthy for them. What I am saying is that I think an MP's time would be better spent doing other things than moaning about a silly marketing stunt by a company that does it every single year in every city across the UK. Surely his time could be better spent for his constituents in a more appropriate manner.
Well, I mean, the man has type 2 diabetes and he was making a comment on not wanting, on his patch, you know, they're responsible for their constituency, aren't they? And he's making a point about the general culture in which it's acceptable to feed and to advertise and to target children. Sugar is an addiction.
Emma, he's jumping on Coca-Cola for the publicity. Otherwise, you'd be going around every corner shop that sells sugar to children every single morning on their way to school and trying to close them down. This is a cheap marketing plan by an MP who has ill thought it out.
Okay. Emma and Tina, thank you very much indeed. Interesting stuff.